and welcome to AnimeCon's TV. This week I'm here with Svetlana.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about our trip to Rancho Obi-Wan. And you've probably never heard of it. You wonder, what's Rancho Obi-Wan?
It's an amazing place.
Yeah. It's the world's largest privately held Star Wars memorabilia collection.
Listed in the Guinness Book.
Yeah, it's in the Guinness Book of World Records. If you have a Guinness book from the last 5 years or so, look it up and you'll see Rancho Obi-Wan. And it's run and founded by Steve Sansweet. He used to work at Lucasfilm in fan relations and that sort of stuff, fan-related stuff.
And making them do shot glasses, apparently.
Yeah, that's another story. But so he left it a few years ago and started his museum. And he just collects everything Star Wars. And so they give tours. They do, I think, Friday and Saturday tours. You can go to the website at RanchoObiWan.org, and if you want a tour, you have to be a member to get a tour. So sign up. One person in your group should be a member, and then everybody else can come and join them. And the tour is a lot of fun if you're a fan of Star Wars.
It's also 4 hours, so train up to stand for 4 hours before you go.
Yeah. I was there last summer because we did a segment for the new Screensavers on Rancho Obi-Wan. And so I've been dying to go back and get the real tour because we were just, okay, yeah, film in here, ask Steve some questions. It still took us 4 hours for a 10-minute segment. But now we went, we got the real tour. And so we start off and we're outside. And it's a million
it's
degrees.
It's sweltering hot.
Yeah.
We're melting.
And
But
they showed us the R2 BBQ.
Well, the first thing I saw was Leia's head. Leia's head in the flower bed. I have a photo.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I have a photo of that, so show the photo
right
here.
Yeah, there's a Rancho Obi-Wan flag, and so you know you're at the right place. But then as you head out back, there's the barbecue grill, or it's a smoker, R2 BBQ.
It smelled delicious.
Yeah. And then
Land speeder.
They have a land speeder that was apparently built just as a thing.
Yeah. It has no wheels, though, so it's sitting on a box.
And it's also, it looks smaller than the actual land speeder, but like it's a kid's land speeder. But anyway, then they bring you inside where it's air-conditioned.
Oh, that felt really good.
And so as you walk up the stairs, the first thing you see is a quilt made with 501st patches.
Mm-hmm.
And the 501st, if you've seen our earlier episodes, Doug's a member. It's the costuming group for Star Wars for the bad guys. Stormtroopers, Vader, all the Empire stuff. And then the Rebel Legion is the good guys. The Rebels and Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, anybody from Star Wars Rebels. But anyway, there's a quilt there, and then they've got boxes that are clear plastic showing loose action figures, tons of them.
And some that were not official issue, they were fan-made.
Yeah, some fan-made ones, like there was a
Carrie Fisher and the dog.
Yeah, Gary Fisher, Carrie Fisher's dog. And then they, there was some Zoom Zoom plushies in one of the cases.
Oh, yeah.
But then they start the tour after they give you a look at the bathroom, tell you where that is, which the bathroom, by the way, it's everything Star Wars. There's Yoda toilet paper.
Storm pooper
toilet paper and other stuff in the bathroom.
Also, you get a little spiel from Obi-Wan Kenobi's statue.
Yeah. The tour starts off with the voice actor for Obi-Wan Kenobi from the Star Wars Clone Wars cartoon telling you about Rancho Obi-Wan, and with a lot of in-jokes for various lines. And the first stop on the tour is probably one of your favorite rooms anywhere, is the library.
I could have looked
there. She loves libraries.
Yeah. I own a few books from there. Like, I have some of the books that they have.
Well, because they have every Star Wars book.
Yeah, they have that times at least 1,000. There's so many books there.
And it's not just stuff that you'll find in bookstores here, because they've got other countries, too. You can see books from China and France and Russia and all over the world, in other languages, Japan.
I was very impressed to see the full run of the Star Wars manga adaptation that was published here by Dark Horse. And I could only find random volumes of it in the comic book stores here and there, but they have the full set of the originals.
And there was they had screenplays in some of the boxes, and
so Steve was working for the Wall Street Journal at the time, and when this came out, whoever was writing who was writing movie business articles got this, and so Steve was walking around the press room and noticed that this guy had this booklet on his desk, and Steve was obviously intrigued because he was way into sci-fi. Kept looking at it, and kind of wanting it, but didn't want to ask. He was feeling a little embarrassed and sheepish about it. And then finally, the guy was eating his sandwich, threw this in the garbage, and then threw his sandwich on it. And so Steve's like, "Oh man, okay, I really want that. So he waited. So everybody clears out of the press room. Nobody's there. He walks in there, looks in the garbage can. Picks it up, wipes the mail off, and here's number one. So this is his name. So this was Steve's number one item, and it was also the first time he went dumpster diving.
But then, after the library, is where the tour really starts.
Yep.
Because they call into the next room and say,
"Mr. Williams, is it you good? You ready?"
I think he's ready.
Brian, why don't you lead us down?
All right. Follow me. Watch your step.
Check it out.
And you look down on this massive collection, and for the first time walking through there, it's an incredible experience. It's like, what? So much stuff.
It was pretty mind-blowing. I mean, you've shown me pictures, but pictures just don't do justice to the 3D feel of it, of being in the space. And this is a converted chicken coop. So it's this long, tall building, which is lined with shelves, and every shelf is populated with like hundreds of little items. And it's just, pictures do not capture the presence of the museum itself.
Unfortunately, not everything is on display. There's a lot that's just behind the scenes because they just don't have space to display everything.
Yeah.
But there's so much on display that you're not going to notice a lot of the stuff that's missing. But they rotate it out, so if you come back later on, it's going to be different stuff. And then they add more stuff all the time.
I was told they do have MIT the radar technician, but they just don't have it on display. I was really hoping to see that.
And like, I was looking for Star Wars Rebels stuff, and I only saw really one thing. Mm. But there's just so much stuff. And in the front there, the first thing you see when you walk in is this big cylinder. It's a black cylinder with glass and railings around
very
it.
Very sci-fi.
It looks very Star Wars. And it's displaying all of the original Star Wars action figures from the original issues all the way up through Ewoks and droids. And in the way they display it, there's only two that didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they took out an A-Wing pilot that was kind of just a duplicate of another one they had, and one other, which I don't remember. But everything is displayed there, and I did spot the A-Wing and that other one off to the side. So they were there. But also in the front, they have the modal nodes, which is the band from the cantina. And they actually played for us.
There they go.
All right, there we go.
Now there's not a lot of screen used props here. There's a few, and they're there in the front. One was the door to the cantina.
Or maybe it was to
Luke's homestead, but it was one of the Tunisia doors, and that somebody that was in Tunisia managed to get it, and bring it back, because they
$100.
Yeah, they filmed there and they just left everything. some other screen news stuff. They've got a big Vader standing at the front, and the codpiece, the leather under it, and some of the other parts were screen used. Oh, the helmet was from Empire, I think, mm-hmm. and the other stuff was from...
They had the molds for the helmet, too.
Yeah, they had the molds for... And not just Vader's helmet, some other helmets and stuff, too.
Well, what shocked me was they had a glass case on the other side of the Vader, and there were the burnt remains of... was it Qui-Gon Jinn's costume?
Oh, yeah.
He actually... Who. So, either Qui-Gon Jinn or Obi-Wan's, I can't remember which one, but... The scene of the bonfire was filmed, and then they doused it and moved on to the next scene. And Steve went over there and just grabbed whatever was remaining and not burned, and now it's on display in the museum.
And they had loth cats and a little stormtrooper house for them. There's a speeder bike. Well, it was a bike.
Yeah, the Empire Strikes bike.
The Empire Strikes bike, a custom bike.
It was great.
There's art up on the wall with George Lucas and some of the characters. Chewbacca head on the wall, and so much stuff. And that's right in the entrance. We spent a good half hour.
This is the first 2 meters into the museum, and there's like 50 more to go.
And we spent a good half hour just on the stuff right in the front. Mm-hmm. And the tour moves at a very slow pace, but I'm not complaining because that means you get to see everything you want to see that's on display. There's no, I want to look at that. And they encourage everybody to stay together as a group, which mm-hmm. is good. And I know they're probably worried about theft because there's nothing behind glass. And that's good because you can take great pictures because there's no glass reflecting. Some of the stuff is behind glass. But yeah, the tour guide will pick it up, and some of the stuff he'll hand to you and you can look at. There's a Viewmaster. And there's a lot of stuff. They'll go through every shelf, and there's so much stuff that just has a story of how he acquired it or what makes it special. And it really helps you appreciate all of this stuff that's available. It's not just, some guy got a bunch of toys. No, there's some really unique things there. Things you wouldn't expect to see. Like, there was wine, olive oil. There's a lot of stuff that's just unusual. There was a BB-8 shrine.
Oh, the BB-8 shrine.
And it's just all this BB-8 merchandise. It's very white and orange, this whole area.
A lot of Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, Millennium Falcon's very popular. You spotted an Ahsoka figure. And they're like, they made an Ahsoka figure.
I'm I didn't realize they had a Black Series Ahsoka.
Yeah, and I was like, they still make that. And so, like, that
now
day,
I
it's like, we go on Amazon, boop, boop, boop. Oh, we got it now. So. What else? There was beer stuff that's not officially licensed, but he still managed to collect it. And any Star Wars branded beer, he loves to have that. Oh, yeah, he was... Steve, apparently, when he was at Lucasfilm, wanted Star Wars shot glasses. And they're like, no, you can't do anything with alcohol. And we've never done anything with alcohol. And he says, oh, really? And he went and found a book where it was, I believe, Chewbacca is holding, was it a martini glass?
That's right.
And he's like, nothing with alcohol, huh?
He was calling him martini.
And he's like, all right, you can have the shot glasses. I think they call them toothpick holders.
Toothpick holders, that's correct.
It's fine. They're still little glasses.
Know what they are.
What else? Oh, they had an R2-D2, or R2 Mr. T2.
Yes.
Which was an R2 unit that Conan used on his show for some reason. It was dressed up like Mr. T with the mohawk and chains. There was a lot of... He had giant Lego displays. The Darth Vader made out of Lego, a Boba Fett, an R2-D2, a lot of store displays.
He got a Lego store display. I didn't know this, but apparently they destroy them afterwards, after they're done displaying.
Well,
and Steve had managed to acquire the back channels.
The next time you're at a Toys R Us or Target, look closely at those Lego displays because they're actually glued together. If you got one open, you couldn't just take pieces off. They're glued. So they can't really sell it after, so they're supposed to destroy it, and he managed to get a few.
The treasure room?
Oh, the treasure room. So after it moves past this big room, you move into the treasure room. In there...
You say your prayers at the BBA shrine, and then you move on to
there's a lightsaber display, but then you go into the treasure room, and then there's... I loved the Y-Wing model that was up there.
Oh, everything in there was amazing. I was like, I just want to take it all home with
me. In the middle of the room was a cutaway Millennium Falcon. And so you have half that's the actual Millennium Falcon, and half you can look inside. And apparently this was a model that was actually produced, but they added lights inside, which made it really cool.
The lights were incredible. And they weren't just like a light. They were different color lights.
Yeah, and so it looked like it was just a little miniature. Then there's... I did spot the one thing in the whole place that wasn't Star Wars. There's the Spaceballs Winnebago in that room. They had...
Well, it's a Star Wars parody, so technically yeah, Star Wars.
They had Boba Fett figures in there that fire.
Yeah.
They had some jewelry and perfumes and stuff.
Lipstick. Oh, the sad story of that. So they throw a gala at the museum every year. And so this one member is standing in front of the shelf, glass of wine in hand, standing in front of the shelf with the lipstick. And he's just so sadly looking at it. And someone comes up and is like, what's wrong? Like, I didn't know there was it eight?
Yeah.
He was missing one. He thought he had the complete set of the Star Wars lipsticks.
It's this big dude. It's like, he's collecting lipsticks.
Nothing wrong with
it. Yeah, whatever you want, but you wouldn't expect
it. It's Star Wars, why wouldn't you want it?
Rich Obi-Wan's a favorite destination for Star Wars collectors because they get to see... A lot of people have very specific collections, like, well, I only collect the action figures. I only collect mugs. He collects everything. So your collection is like a subset of his collection. Also in the treasure room, they had pieces of the Death Star. Pieces of the actual Death Star.
That was behind glass.
Yeah. When they filmed the trench run, they had just gray foam pieces down on the floor, and they put the camera over it and fly it over. And he had a bunch of the pieces for the foam that made up the Death Star. And so they're behind glass because they're fragile, because they're foam, and because they're very, very valuable.
Don't breathe on those. They may fall apart.
Yeah. Also, that room had two Yoda statues.
Yeah.
And one of them, I believe there's only three in existence. There's the one that Rancho Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
There's one somewhere else. I'm not sure where. It might be at Skywalker Ranch.
Oh, okay.
And then there's one, if anybody's seen the Star Wars show, it's the weekly show that that Lucasfilm puts out every Wednesday. And it starts off with the statue in front of their facility going...
This week on the Star Wars show.
That statue is one of those statues. And he has one.
I didn't realize that.
One. Yeah.
I have a picture of him touching it.
And so then he says, well, I guess this would be the end of the tour. And
then... Pay no attention to the stuff behind the curtain.
Yeah. Then he says, oh, it would be the end of the tour, but we got more stuff and added on. And so they open a curtain, and you're looking at the hallway of the Tent of Four. And so it's the white hall with the door, and there's a view screen, and our docent talks to one of the stormtroopers on the view screen and uses a little mind trick to convince him to open the doors for us.
This is where we found out that our tour guide is a Jedi.
Yeah.
The things you learn at Rancho Obi-Wan.
I am too. Ask me about my ancestry. And so the tour continues in yet another huge room.
That was the room I was waiting for.
Yeah, this is the room with the art on display.
Yeah, and they have...
Before we got to there, she says, where's the art?
Well, because like it looks like the tour is over, and I know there's art, because this guy had gone last summer and brought me pictures back
from the
gallery.
Wait for it. You'll see it. Yeah. I didn't want to tell her, oh yeah, it's behind the curtain. This is going to be a big thing. but
I knew it was behind the curtain. I mean, where else? Unless there's like
you didn't expect the starship.
A trap door in the floor that opens.
But did you expect a starship hallway?
No, I did not. Yeah, okay. That was incredible.
But yeah, it opens up into this.
I took a really bad selfie that we're not going to show you.
No. It opens up to this large room, and your eye is drawn to this giant Darth Vader head on the far wall.
Your eye is drawn. Well, it's like, there's
it's
the
in the middle
pictures.
Of the room on the far end, and apparently it was purchased or given to them from FAO Schwartz in New York when they shut down, and they didn't realize how big it would be or how heavy, and so
it needed serious gear just to stay up the wall.
Yeah, they pretty much built the room around it.
Yeah,
and but the room has a lot of helmets and costume props on display. It's got skateboard decks. It's got a lot of art. And it has statues for Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ahsoka Tano.
That was Clone Wars, right?
Yeah, Clone Wars statues. Yeah. And then I think it was Captain Rex and an Anakin statue. Mm. And then a Darth that wasn't Vader or Maul. I think he's from the books.
Mm.
So I forget his name. Plagueis or something.
They had a pencil sketch for one of the posters that apparently is George Lucas's favorite poster ever of Star Wars. I have a photo of it, so photo here.
Oh, and they also had the first art ever drawn for Star Wars, which
That's
is
right.
like a little storyboard thing.
Yeah.
And then, so a lot of fan-created art was on display, and some official art.
One I would say fan. Like, a lot of these artists are professional artists who also happen to be fans. So the art is stunning.
Yeah. We were there the day that the D23 was going on down in Anaheim, and they announced the name of the new Star Wars land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And I thought that was appropriate to be there on the same day that the Star Wars news is coming out. Also, I found out about the name Star Wars Galaxy's Edge moments before I saw it wasn't a painting, but like art on the wall that showed somebody else's concept for this new Star Wars land at Disneyland. And it was called Lando Calrissian. And so I got a picture of that, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
and all
it's
this,
like a
Sarlacc pit and all these little ideas for rides that are all Star Wars themed. It's hilarious. And then, as you look back towards the front of the room, you'll see there's a little arcade, and they've got video games set up. Just the arcade machines, pinball machines, some sit-down. There's a sit-down pod racer, and so it's,
I played some pinball, and I got like 7,500,000 points.
Yeah, the Force was strong with you.
Yes. I couldn't get that again.
And above the video games, they had a lot of helmets for stormtroopers and everything. And this made me think, we have a Star Wars item that is not at Rancho Obi-Wan.
What do we have?
We have a custom Sabine helmet.
Oh, we do. That's right. I painted a Sabine helmet.
Yeah, she painted the Sabine helmet.
Freehand.
And so we have something Rancho Obi-Wan does not. I did not see any Sabine helmets. Although, at Comic-Con, Anovos announced, hey, we're doing a Sabine helmet. Granted, yours is season one and hers is, I think, season three, but she had it first.
Yeah.
So Rancho Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Now, there is another room beyond that. It's not a finished room, and they've been using this storage, so we didn't get to see that this trip. I saw it last time. And so members of the New England garrison of the 501st would be interested in seeing that room, because that is where Jabba the Hutt is.
Because it was so hot.
It was so hot, not air conditioned, and they had just got in a bunch of stuff and they hadn't sorted through it. I think they got it back from Celebration and it was still there. It was a mess, so they were like, yeah, let's just not go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Jabba the Hutt is there. He's not really on display, but I'm sure they'll have them all set up for the gala in November.
Which we'll miss.
And, but any 501st in New England, he's there.
Yeah.
And there is some other 501st stuff on display, like a little banner. And
I'm sure even more in the back.
And
what we saw was a fraction of the collection.
And the last time I was there, I saw other stuff that was on display that had been put away, and now they brought out other fresh stuff. So they keep it circulating.
Met the radar technician.
Maybe sometime we'll go and they'll see Matt, the radar technician. Maybe that will be out at the gala in November. Unfortunately, we can't go to the gala because we're going to BlizzCon the same weekend. But if you're in the San Francisco area on a trip, please
check out a favor.
Yeah, check out Rancho Obi-Wan. You can find more information at RanchoObiWan.org. You can find all about the memberships, or you can just support it. You don't have to visit to be a member. You could just support it.
They have
it
a gift shop, too. We've got t-shirts, and you can, too.
Yeah, the gift shop's not big. It's more like a gift nook.
Yeah.
But they have t-shirts, mugs, and some other little Rancho Obi-Wan stuff. You can't buy the stuff in their collection. They're not selling action figures or anything. No. Although a Steve Sansweet action figure, that they should think about that.
Well, they technically have the bust with the hair and...
Yeah, I did see a few things that were of Steve himself.
But, mass-produced. One thing I forgot to mention is in that final room with the art, my one eye was drawn to the art and the other eye was immediately drawn to the cupcakes that they had out.
Oh, yes!
It was a tower of cupcakes.
Little Debbie is a sponsor of Rancho Obi-Wan, so when you get to that last room on the tour...
Expect refreshments.
Yeah, they invite you to have cupcakes. And they did give us water.
They gave us water. That was so nice.
And so when we arrived, there was water there if we wanted some, and when we got to the final room, there was more water, which is good because you needed something to wash down the Little Debbie. Mm-hmm. So,
and they do give you portable, I guess they're...
Yeah. If you can't stand for 4 hours, you can get a little stool that you can move with you. And I recommend it because, you know, I was thinking, oh yeah, four hours, whatever. And by the end, it's like, I really want to sit down. Because I think if it was walking, but there's a lot of just standing. And so it really gets to your knees after a while. You might be fine for the first few hours, but man, you'll be so thankful. Like, oh, I just want to sit down for a few minutes. Oh.
It's not even so much your legs. Your back will be screaming at you up to the first hour.
Yep. So definitely bring a good camera and be prepared. Wear comfortable shoes. It is air conditioned.
Yeah, so that's nice. Don't bring young children unless they're really into this.
Yeah, the
content is not really.
Yeah, they'll be bored, that creates trouble. So wait until they're old enough because, you know, it's not cheap either.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $75 a person.
There was a girl there who I think was 10 or 11, and she was engaged, so that age.
She wasn't excited like some of the people on the tour. Like, you have people on the tour from Texas and Ohio, and also in town. So,
some people from Canada.
Yeah, and Doug, I know you're watching this and you really want to go to Rancho Obi-Wan, and maybe we'll do another episode when you're out here. We gotta go. Come on, waiting for you.
Yes.
Come on,
Doug.
So, any final thoughts on Rancho Obi-Wan?
Everyone should go.
Yes.
And we should go again, too.
Yeah, we'll go again.
Maybe in the winter when it's not 10,000 degrees.
Well, it's air conditioned, so once you're inside,
I want to see Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
And not melt in the process. Wouldn't that be great?
I want to see the gala, so maybe 2018. We'll head to that. Oh, the gala. People from Lucasfilm go. So, like, Dave Filoni has gone to the gala in the past, and he's, like...
We're very sad.
Hung out with people, and he's drawn...
How much
he drew Ahsoka on the side of the
ship.
We've already paid for it, so we're going to BlizzCon. We'll bring you a BlizzCon report in November. But, if you've got comments about Rancho Obi-Wan, you can reach us at 972... You can reach us at the number that's down here on the bottom.
Yes. Take a screenshot.
762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. Or you can email us at podcast@enemycons.tv. And if you get questions about Rancho Obi-Wan, you can answer those too. And thanks for watching. Don't forget to like our video and subscribe if you're on YouTube. And subscribe to the podcast too.
New content every Monday.
Yep, every Monday. See you next week.
Bye.